Nairi is our favourite ARIA Award-nominated Future Soul powerhouse, and Pyre is Nairi's most visceral and transcendent work yet. An eruption of rage, sex, ecstasy, ceremony, ancestry and cleansing. It's on Friday, 6th of June, this Friday at Carriage Works as part of Vivid. I'm so happy to say that Nairi joins us now. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. I am cold. I've just come from the tropics. So.
Where were you? Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, I was in Papua New Guinea, so very, very different.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, good thing you're coming to bring the fire this Friday evening.
Yeah, nice segue.
Should I call the interview off now that I've done that, now that I've achieved all I could possibly achieve as part of this?
Yeah,
that's it. Nice job. Yeah. But this is very, very exciting. First time that Pyre has been here in Sydney. Now, I believe it premiered at WOMAD, but this is the Sydney premiere this Friday night.
Yeah, it did. We've never done a show like this before. It's a bigger production. There's dancers, there's visuals, there's fancy lights and costumes. And, quite a huge undertaking. I think most people would thought that we were crazy for trying to present something like that at a festival. But we're pumped for Sydney because it'll be the first time we've played it indoors. And obviously that will kind of garner a lot more intimacy.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
You don't have to do things by half measures, do you? Now, most bands is just sort of, we'll set up all of our instruments, then we'll play our songs. But you've turned this into a full-blown production, collaborating with multi-award-winning director Dino Dimitriadis.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should have just been happy with just setting up my...
I think this is great, a multi-sensory experience.
Yeah, no, I think I was talking to my husband about this and he was like, look, I feel like you're an artist. You're creative first and then you're a singer. And that's been true for my whole career, I think, with just wanting to keep pushing the boundaries and making things. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you're drawing from your Papua New Guinean heritage to transform the stage here at Vivid Sydney as part of Pyre.
Yeah, so the whole Pyre concept is about all the things that consume us as people, the things that make us burn and, you know, the things that have burnt us that have hurt, but then you kind of come out of it and, you know, there's that whole thing with fire, creating renewal and that kind of stuff. So at the end of the show, I kind of speak of home and going back home and what that means to be connected to land and all that kind of stuff. So there was... people will see some footage from PNG. There's some songs there with Tokpisin in there and some video of my mother as well sitting in the village. So, yeah, there'll be lots of talk about PNG and what that means as home.
Mm, and no better time than now to be having those discussions.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And it's a good thing you got there at Carriage Works because it's a very sturdy venue and you're going to need it for all the things that you've got happening there. You're no stranger to the big venues. Your most recent release was from last year, live at the Sydney Opera House, with you teaming up with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, speaking about backing bands.
Yeah, we had this running joke where I was going to fire my actual band because I had a new one. But yeah, that was a phenomenal bucket list moment. We did the first one in the forecourt for the 50th anniversary of the Opera House. And that was amazing. I'd never, ever dreamed that I would sell out a 5,000-person capacity situation, let alone with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. So it was nice to actually make our way back into the house for the last show and be able to sell that out as well. So, yeah, a wonderful, beautiful, special experience.
Indeed, and for those who weren't part of the Lucky 5,000, it's great that it's available there as a record that people can listen to.
Yeah, it's on vinyl, and my son actually did the cover, drew the cover of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool, because it's really great artwork.
Yeah, thank you. He's an incredible little artist. He's seven now, but...
What, has he gone back in time or something since last year? He was eight when he drew it. He's seven now.
He's seven now. No, he was five when he did it.
All right.
And he's seven now, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. What is it? I believe working in crayon on black paper for that one. But beautiful stuff, and it'd be cool to see that there on vinyl on the big canvas. But, of course, more immediate concerns. You've conquered the Opera House. Now time to conquer Carriage Works as part of Vivid, as well as teaming up with everyone who are helping bring Pyre to life. You got Ruby Jackson on the bill as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, my gosh, she's amazing. I only just discovered her this year. She came across my feed and I was like, oh my gosh, who's this person? And I thought she was, I actually thought she was American.
Not that there's anything wrong with them.
Not that there's anything wrong with them. But yeah, when I discovered that she would be an option for the show, I was like, yeah, of course, you know, phenomenal musician, singer, songwriter. And I'm excited to see her, actually.
Excellent. It's so great that you're able to bring this to Eora Sydney as part of Vivid Sydney there at Carriage Works this Friday evening. Tickets are available. You can go to the Vivid website or the Carriage Works website. I will put links to both up on the 2SER website. I know you've got big stuff happening in the future, but we've got to keep that under wraps for now. No,
thank you.
But can we... whenever you're bringing your next transcendent work to the people, can we get you back here at 2SER Breakfast?
Of course. I would love to.
You're an amazing guest. Considering you just come back from the tropics, we're making you wake up early in the morning on the coldest day of the year thus far.
Is it? It is.
By my reckoning. I wouldn't trust that. Don't start any of your water cooler conversations. With, oh, it's cold. I heard on the radio that's the coldest day of the year so far. They'd be like, what are you talking about? I don't know. Still pretty cold, though. But I really appreciate your time here this morning, Nairi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.